Today is Wednesday the 17th of July, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Khor Musa sing, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. As you enter into prayer now, can you put aside any pride you may have in your own wisdom and your own strength? Can you bring yourself before God who loves you and has chosen you with all your weakness? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
Jesus exclaims that the mysteries of the kingdom of God are revealed to little children and hidden from the learned and clever. Why do you think this might be the case? In the scriptures, Jesus is portrayed as being close to children. He attends to them and he welcomes them, not least when they are ignored or dismissed by other people. How does this speak to you? Thank you. What does it mean to be a little child? What are the characteristics of little children? As you listen to the passage again, take time to reflect on this.
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
One characteristic of little children is openness. Openness to learning, to receiving, to trying something new. As this time of prayer draws to an end, perhaps you can pray for this childlike openness today. An openness to receive whatever might be offered to you, whether in your encounters, or simply in your daily routine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.